7.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can bring on to the website whatever prep that you want. It's a show prep submission site. And basically, that's a fancy way of saying a social bookmarking website wherein people like you can submit content to the site and then vote upon it. If you like it, vote it up. If you don't, vote it down, or you can always ignore it. And then the most voted up in the aggregate will make it to the front page and the top of the site, and more people will then see what it is that you think is interesting if it gets voted up enough. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. Like everything else on the site, that feature is free as well. Joining you in the studio this evening is Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls. Then coming up, the Postal Service, they have a plan. You may have heard that they're seriously in major financial trouble, but they have a plan to bring more money in. We'll explain what it is here in a moment.
Sweet.
It's really original. Let's go to the phones, though, first and talk to Leo, listening in Oregon. Leo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. Good show, man.
Thanks, Leo. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to bring to light a victory here in eastern Oregon. The Forest Service here had a travel management plan that was scheduled to close down about 4,000 miles of roads. And thanks to a group of which now I am a member called Forest Access for All, we managed to organize people, put out some press releases, and we had about 1,500 people turn out to listen to a guest speaker who has been battling the same issue in Montana.
And the issue is what exactly?
Closing roads here in the county that are on national forest land.
So meaning the roads are being closed, and you opposed the closing of those roads?
We did, and I didn't participate in the process at the time because I was for what the. The Forest Access for All were doing, but I didn't think that we needed to file an appeals process because it's a very lengthy process. You have to.
Now, what's the reason for this? I mean, what's the claim that why they need to close these roads down? I mean, it sounds like these are very scenic roads.
And who's closing them? Is it the forest, the National Forest, or is it the county?
No, it's the Forest Service. It's
okay.
The Forest Service coming in and actually closing. Closing roads, making them off limit, burning them up, and they're supposed to take in, according to their own process, they're supposed to take in several different factors, and the human factor is one of them, and they did not do that. And many people wrote in appeals informing them of that fact, and I'm sure they already knew this.
And what is their reason for this, by the way? I mean, what is the stated claim as to why they are closing these roads?
It's multi-layered, but it has to do with environmental issues such as elk habitat, imprinting upon certain growth areas, too much damage caused by ATVs. So it's mostly environmental reasons.
So are they closing trails or roads? You mentioned ATVs.
Yes, they're both trails,
okay.
And roads.
Hmm. How about hikers?
Some of the areas would have still been open to hikers, but those eventually kind of get closed down too. And this
wow.
is, if you look deeper into the situation, it has to do with the United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century, Agenda 21. And they have a whole section there on the sustainability of forests and their ultimate, the ultimate goal stated by them. And those policies have been placed into effect here in the U.S. through executive orders. Like the White House Council on Sustainable Development under Clinton after the Rio Earth Summit in the early 90s. But the reason I was calling is because I don't know, do you guys, we would like to have, this isn't something that just affects us. It's happening in other counties throughout the nation, and you know, people that have gone, traditionally gone up and cut wood, people that have traditionally gone up and hunted, and people that live in rural communities who really, you know, depend on these places and have historically gone there are now being closed off from them. And a lot of people don't know what's going on. So I was wondering if, do you guys ever have guest speakers? I mean, I listen to your show intermittently, you know, 1 month here, 1 month there. So I'm not sure. Do you host? And every time I've called in, it's just been...
The Free Talk Live is normally an open phones discussion show where, you know, we take calls from anybody about whatever. Generally, we don't have guests on this program. There are exceptions to that, however.
But people can call in about anything, and you've just called in.
Right. So, you know, if there's like a website or something you want to promote, you're certainly welcome to plug that once. And then, you know, Mark actually does an interview show where you host you have a variety of people on your show.
Sure, anybody
like the Edgington Post is what your interview show is called, Mark. And I don't know, you know, whether or not Mark's interested in this subject enough to have a guest on, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, put words into his mouth.
Okay, but, well, so. How about I let you guys find out about it on your own. You can look. There's two sites. There's one, forestaccessforall.com.
Okay.
And the other one is Citizens for Balanced Use. And
forestaccessforall.com?
.com.
That sounds like sounds like a good one. I mean, look, you know, I like trees. I like being outside. I like the nature. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's something I can appreciate. And I get the idea of protecting, you know, the environment. I like that idea. But I don't like the idea of keeping people out of it. I mean, part of the nice thing about having a nice environment in which to live is getting to enjoy it. And whether that's going out on an ATV, taking a nice ride on a covered, you know, kind of canopy road or a walk, you know, it's outrageous that people would be, the government guys are trying to stop that from happening. If you want a plot of land that is kept absolutely in its state of nature and not touched by humans, then you should go and buy it up. That's what I would tell these people who are advocating for these roads to be closed down. Hey, save your money up, pool it together, and go and buy huge swaths of land, and then you
put
up barriers.
The government's not going to sell national forests.
I know that. Right. I know that.
And essentially, what's going on is these roads become bermed off or gated off, and, you know, then everybody loses their access to them. And the Forest Service itself, they are just essentially letting the land become overgrown. I mean, they're not doing anything. It seems like the only thing they do in the county is close down our roads and let the forest just go completely crazy. And,
what
you know,
state are you calling from again, please?
He's in Oregon.
Oregon. Now, my understanding is you are allowed to hunt in on federally managed land in Oregon. Are you saying that's not the case either?
Well, the road closures would have put a serious kibosh on the hunting. It would have, you know, you would have had to, you know, pack your stuff out for thousands of yards from where you normally have your hunting spots. So it would have affected hunters.
Right. I mean,
wasn't my question. My question was, are you still able to hunt on the property?
Yes. And okay. The travel management plan did not go through because the people here were active enough. That's the success story I wanted to share. That they put in, there was something like 6,000 appeals. And bear in mind, this is a rural community that, you know, there's the biggest town in this area has 12,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some congressmen involved, and there was some town hall meetings where, you know, Senator Wyden came down, and Greg Walden actually wrote a letter to the Forest Service manager and asked her to scrap the whole thing and start over.
So you were successful at stopping some of these road closures?
4,000 miles of road closures, yes.
Congratulations. Nice. That's a great great success story, and it really does show that when people in enough numbers can actually motivate and activate, then something can happen. And I thank you for the call tonight, Leo. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's probably a lot harder to prevent hunters from poking around in any given plot of land, but it's obviously easier to block off trails and you know, stop automobiles and ATVs from getting in there. So they'd have a much more difficult time on their hands attempting to stop hunters.
Come equipped with automobiles. I mean, they go with a truck and they walk some distance from the truck, but they're not out there usually hiking it in 15 miles, because, I mean, then they'd be hiking it out 15 miles.
Taking whatever the carcass is, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can take control here, bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, still to come here, the Postal Service, and their plan to raise some more money. Can they do it? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, love sometimes must be tough in its choices and decisions about how to deal with people. For example, it's often harder to say no to your children than it would be to say yes. Yet you know that you must say no for their own good. If they persist in their request, you'll have to be firm in your decision, and this usually means firm voice tones. However, being firm does not mean yelling in anger, making accusations, and recalling verbally everything that they have ever done wrong. Be direct, stay calm, firm, and decisive, but try not to let your emotions rule you. When we behave emotionally, we often lose the respect of the very people we are attempting to deal with. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us over at freetalklive.com. where we've got a lot of features there. The mobile site is one of them. If you have a smartphone, you can go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, as well as the software necessary to tune them in. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get precious metals, the way to do it is go to gold.freetalklive.com. There you can see coins, common coins that you can comparison shop. You can order them. You'll get them in your hands quickly. And that's the way you want to have it. You want to have it in your possession. You don't have it in some vault someplace where you don't know that somebody's holding it for you. It just go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, and they're going to treat you right. I've ordered from them on multiple occasions. Ian, you too?
Yes.
And it's always been a great experience for me. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
I get silver, though, because gold's too expensive for my blood. I feel much better
just about every
silver.
Time I've ordered from them, it's been silver also.
Yeah. But they do have gold. I think they even have platinum, too, so if you're into that.
Yeah, I've gotten some platinum from them. That's right.
But I don't know if we don't think we show the platinum on our website. When you go to gold.freetalklive.com, so you have to call them and ask for it. There's a phone number.
That's right. There's a phone number there, and you can call them and request whatever you want. They've got quite a bit more than what's right on our website.
Yep, let's go to the phones here. You can bring up anything. Jeremy is on the line in Rhode Island. Jeremy, are you with us? Jeremy.
Okay. I wanted to talk about, because you guys are talking about the iPhones and the jailbreaking and all that. I wanted to bring up unlocking.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people out there that are unlocking them, a lot of mall kiosks sort of things. And these people, you know, some of them want to charge $40, $50.
What is the difference between jailbreaking and unlocking?
Jailbreaking has something to do with making it so you can use apps that are not approved by Apple.
Okay.
And I believe you also get apps for free that Apple would normally make you pay for. That's my rough understanding of it. Unlocking is when you make it so if you have a phone that you originally bought from AT&T and you're out of contract and you want to switch to T-Mobile because they have better rates or vice versa. So, well, you could...
You don't have to buy a whole new phone is what you're saying.
Yes. Because AT&T will go to T-Mobile, Verizon and Sprint, I don't know if they'll switch over. I know it's like some people, if they're going out of country, they'll unlock, but get their phone unlocked. And then to use different carriers, like some regional carriers, use the same band that Sprint or Verizon does, sort of thing.
Right.
But basically what it comes down to is the AT&T one is the most popular.
So you're saying that there are places at the mall that will offer this unlocking service for people?
Yeah, and then people on Craigslist that do it without any business at all. And they're, you know, they're certainly engaging in, you know, an agorism in a way. But what I ran into is that someone wanted to charge me $50 to do it, and I'd already bought a phone from them. And I thought that seemed a little excessive. Because, you know, when I'm dealing with gray market stuff, I love gray market. I love dealing in cash. I deal mostly in cash.
Is this a void of a warranty when you unlock?
I don't know. But these are phones that have been out of warranty for a while.
Then I wouldn't say this is gray market or anything like that. I don't know how you define gray market.
Well, they're operating outside of paying any taxes for sure. I mean, the people that are doing it off of Craigslist, that sort of thing. So,
it doesn't seem likely that they're rushing off to the IRS to pay any kind of tax bill.
Yeah. He wasn't writing out. He didn't want to write me out. You know, he wasn't going to write out a receipt.
Would you like a receipt for that? I can have my accountant call you.
So he wanted to charge you the $50. You thought it was too much. So what happened?
Well, I got looking online, and you know, when you Google, all the results are pretty much geared towards the consumer. And I kept Googling, and I found a site that I'd like to share with your audience. I'm not shilling for this site, but for anyone out there that has a phone, they have a retail version of it for like for the consumer version, and they have like one for someone that's going to do multiple phones. And their prices were like $7 to unlock an iPhone 4, 4S, or 3.
Now, is this not something that you can just do on your own? Like when you've got an Android, you can just learn how to root it and do it on your own. Is this something that you can learn, or do you need some sort of special equipment to do this?
As far as I know, there may be a way to do it by software, but it's not a permanent fix. This is a factory unlock where it actually goes into Apple's database or whatever database they have. And it makes it so that when you update your phone via iTunes, you update your firmware, that when it updates, it unlocks your phone and allows you to use other carriers.
Huh. So it's a mission impossible.
So they have to have some sort of special equipment in order to do this programming, is what you're saying?
Well, they don't provide you with it. I mean, you literally pay them online, then you update your phone on iTunes.
How do they do it? I mean, how do they hack Zor into Apple's stuff?
I don't know, but I just did it with three phones today. So they clearly have a way. Yeah, it worked.
Amazing. It worked. Yeah, see, I'd never heard of it.
It would seem to me like you just would send $7 to somebody and they'd say thank you. That would be how it would work, but I'm very...
No, you know what happened is I tried paying this company because they make you buy when you deal with the wholesale version of it. You have to buy $25 worth in credit. You have to buy $25 worth. And I originally paid with my PayPal account, which is unverified. He bounced it back and said, you need to pay with a verified account. I've never had a seller do that. And that's when I knew, okay, I'm dealing with serious business people here. You know, this isn't a bunch of amateurs. And it was GSM Unlock USA.
Okay.
So only people Google that. So,
there you go. So if you're looking to do that, that's interesting. I didn't even know that was possible. It makes sense that it is. And
I've heard of unlocked phones before.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Jerry. Yeah. I appreciate it. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, that seems like it's a worthy investment if you're going to change phone companies and go to another company, not to buy another $300 phone.
Yeah, why would you want to? I mean, it's kind of nasty to make to just keep your phone kind of locked in.
I wonder if that's possible with the Android. I've never even looked into it. That's interesting. 855-450-FREE. But then again, some phone companies have different systems. So that's something to keep in mind. There's different systems that they use to communicate. So like Sprint and I believe Verizon both have CDMA phones. I think that's the case.
The other GSM.
And there's
or
GSM, which is a different kind of communications method that other phones
AT&T.
Use. So that's something that you want to look into first is, what is the carrier type, what are they using? What equipment are they using? Is it possible to unlock your phone and have an interface with their system before you go jumping into this?
Yeah, just because it's unlocked doesn't mean it's necessarily going to work on that particular.
Right. Whereas there is the, around here, there's a company called Virgin Mobile that I found out about recently, and they are piggybacking on the Sprint network. So every, basically their phones use the Sprint network. They obviously are paying Sprint to allow them to do that. And amazingly, their plans are much cheaper than Sprint's plans. And so you could totally do that with them, I would imagine. You could take a Sprint phone, do that unlock procedure, and then use it on that network. But you've got to do the research first. So know what you're getting into. Buyer beware. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But then again, generally, you're going to get a better deal if you don't go to the mall kiosk, right? Like, if you take a little bit of time, like Jeremy did, and look online, Google around, take 10 minutes to learn about whatever it is you're looking into, if you don't just take the guy's pitch at the mall kiosk, you'll probably do better. Whatever you end up doing, you're going to pay the most at a mall kiosk for pretty much everything.
Pretty close.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on the phones or online. More coming up with the Postal Service. What's their plan to make some money? Yeah, they need some help big time.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The webcam's there. You can watch, listen, and interact. Actually, a lot of people watching the cam tonight. We've got a few dozen, which is not too shabby.
They want to see Nimi in her pajamas.
That's totally right. My Hello Kitty pajamas. They're hot.
It's hard to see the pajamas from here. You have to stand up, turn around, do a little spin.
A little dance.
You can do a little spin.
Right now?
I don't know. Whenever.
She can't really do that while on the air.
She could.
I'm going to
tie herself up in her headphones.
She could totally do that. Cam.freetalklive.com is where you can go. Nimi is wearing her Red Sox hoodie, and she does have the very nice Hello Kitty.
They are so stupendously comfortable.
Are they?
They are.
That's what I said at the beginning of the show. You should be comfortable in the Free Talk Live studio. I take him at his word all the time.
Well, not while I'm here.
No, thank goodness he doesn't do that anymore.
Is that a challenge?
No, keep it on. Oh my God. Wow, no, that's bad.
I've done many, many, many shows with this man in his underpants.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we can, of course, take your calls about anything, but there's the news about the Postal Service we've been teasing you with throughout the show here tonight. KBKA reporting for CBS in Pittsburgh, 84 billion pieces of junk mail were delivered to our doors last year.
Wow.
by the U.S. Postal Service. The agency's Ted Kelly says we have to fill in the void when it comes to revenue. There's been a huge recession-related decline in the volume of first-class mail, according to CBS News. Who writes this stuff? I mean, is this... Did they just ask the Postal Service for a comment and then just write down what they said?
Yes.
That's probably exactly what happened.
What else would they do?
Because to blame the recession for the reason why postal, deliveries are down, while why the volume is down, is absolutely ludicrous.
I mean, it's been couldn't falling. Have anything to do with the internet and people doing online bill pay.
It's been falling for years.
Also, the worst service that you get out of package delivery from the post office compared to services like FedEx and UPS.
Yeah, well, that's true. Although I was on their site the other day, and I thought I saw something that looked like almost like it was like a FedEx / UPS style kind of showing you where the package system is kind of.
Oh, really? Out. They've upgraded their tracking system that says either delivered or not delivered?
I think they have. I can't confirm that 100%. I haven't checked it again.
Whatever it is, it seems pretty unlikely that they've managed to match.
Probably haven't managed to match it. Plus, there's still no guarantees on how long it takes something in a priority mail package to get somewhere.
I had trouble with the package not getting delivered a couple of weeks ago, maybe a little longer than that, by one of the carriers. It was UPS. Mm. And there was at least someone to talk to. Can you imagine if a package didn't get delivered by for the post office, what it would be like trying to find out where it is?
It's a nightmare. So the claim is it's recession-related. That's not true. And I know that there are some Postal Service people who have admitted previously that it's the internet. It's email. That's why deliveries are down. Why in the world would anyone who's not 85 years old want to utilize, and I don't mean to pick on the elderly listeners out there. I know a lot of elderly folks are really into the internet. They get it. They are totally on board with it. But, you know, I think it's a true statement to suggest that people who are of the older generation are more likely to use the Postal Service to send a letter than, say, younger people who are, you know, they grew up on email.
I only really use it for things I have to, like people who send bills.
Right.
Who don't do e-billing and court paperwork.
That too.
And I'd like to touch on that because I'm not sure if it's the courts, because we saw this in a Deimos case as well, but I have, my bill people can find me just fine. They can find my mailbox just fine. The court system cannot find my mailbox to save their life. I don't know.
Even if you've given them the address?
I've updated my address, made sure they have the right address, and now we're at the point where I'm calling weekly to say, okay, so what's the status? What's the status? Because they can't. And I don't know if it's the local courts, but I've had trouble getting mail delivered in Keene for 20 years now.
Government mail, you mean?
Yeah, government mail.
My son uses the Postal Service to send letters. I'm using quotation marks. Mm-hmm. He's 4.5 years old. He scribbles with crayons on a piece of paper. My wife folds them up and sends a little note.
To grandma or something?
To grandma and his granny and his Muffy and then his friend Zachary that they, they trade letters back and forth. So he likes to get mail.
Oh, isn't that cute? So he's actually sending mail to someone his age.
Yes.
How anachronistic.
Yes, it's an anachronism. It's exactly what it is.
So the Postal Service has been in big trouble here, and they have literally, I mean, they the last time I saw this news, and it's not, they're not talking about it here because for whatever reason this is a silly article about the Postal Service. They're not really talking about it and how serious the financial trouble they're in. It's billions of dollars. It's per month. They're hemorrhaging huge amounts of cash. They're hemorrhaging. Can you imagine your business losing money hand over fist month after month and still being in business? That's because they keep getting bailed out by the federal government, basically, the taxpayer. They claim to be independent, but that's not true. But anyway, they're losing big time money, and so what are they going to do? Well, according to the CBS News story, they're looking to junk mail as a rescue.
They haven't been looking to junk mail for a rescue up this point. Right. That's all they do is deliver pizza coupons, car wash coupons, and all other sort of sundry coupons.
We're talking about a national program where a company can take a look at direct mail from a 30-state or more perspective and say, can I reach more customers, said their spokesman. The Postal Service is planning to woo businesses and direct marketers with rebates and discounts to increase advertising mail. So if you didn't get enough junk mail in your your post office box, then there's more to come.
That's really all I get.
Are successful with this. Yeah, you're right. It's, like you said, it's junk mail, court notices, or the occasional bill.
Yeah.
I haven't had a mailbox in many in several years, and that's all I really remember getting in my mailbox was many years. I did live in a house where they had a mailbox on the side, and I never put my name in it, so I'd just get resident coupons. Mm-hmm. This has been several years, but I just when I moved into my new house, I never even put up a mailbox.
Customers seeing an upsurge in flyers and catalogs, like Jason Peterson, who lives in the Mexican War streets. I guess that's somewhere in Pittsburgh, look at it as a necessary evil. He says, the thought of having more is not very appealing, but I think we can all agree that we do need the Postal Service. Anything for our country. We've got to have this Postal Service. If they've got to deliver 50 pounds of ads every week just to make sure it works, then, well, doggone it, I've got to get my court notices. Because the marketplace could never figure out a way to get anything to someone's front door.
There's nothing wrong with the Postal Service. The thing that's wrong with the Postal Service is the monopoly aspect of it, the government intrusion into it. If the government cut the Postal Service off...
It'd be the best thing that could ever happen.
It would be the best thing that ever happened to any of those people. Because
it'll never happen because...
Not yet, anyway.
Not anytime soon, because those postal employees would S a brick. They've got the postal union, and... The postal employees make a sweet pension. So that's one of the biggest problems with the post office is the pension that they have to pay out to these bureaucrats. The post office has, I believe it's more members than the Army. There are more employees in the post office than there are in the U.S. Army, and they've got to pay pensions to people that aren't currently employed. So they're paying salaries out to the people that are currently employed, and then like 90% of salary to the people that are receiving pensions, of which there are a myriad.
Yeah, and you have to ask yourself, what kind of business has a business plan where it costs the same amount of money? And I think it's ridiculous to send a letter around the corner as it does to Anchorage. I mean, if you're talking about, if I just need to send a letter to the courthouse, does it really need to cost 50 cents or whatever it costs? It's about that, 50 cents. And then to send it to Anchorage is the same cost. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't even make any sense at all.
Gene's on the line in Portland, Maine. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
You guys got me rolling on the ground laughing. Can't help it. But, you know, you guys stole my thunder. I've been nearly with the post office 28 years, and you guys nailed it.
Wait, you've been working with the post office?
Yeah, yeah.
Please hold him over.
So you're a post office employee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, stand by. I'd love to talk to you further. I'm more with Gene in a moment here. Longtime post office employee Gene is with us. We will continue that discussion here. 855-450-3733. Post office suggesting here that direct mail is going to be their savior. I think there's some reasons why it's not going to work like they think. We'll cover that in a moment. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may take control of these airwaves in the remaining moments, which are right now. 855-453 is the number, toll-free number, brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. It's a few bucks a month, $5. It's not a huge commitment, but it makes a big difference for us because we can invest that money into Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations around the country. And one of the ways we do that is by creating buzz in the industry about the show. And what we're going to hopefully see happen tomorrow is a really nice article come out about Free Talk Live from the folks over at Talkers Magazine. They mentioned it in their news release. They do a daily news update each day for the talk media industry, and their update today said that tomorrow they're going to have the Young Guns of Talk Radio article.
That's right.
For which I was interviewed. And so,
why do they interview you and not interview me?
Well, I'm 9 years younger than you, so that might be why.
Oh, ouch, dude.
It was stinging.
Dude.
It was. It hurts.
I'm sorry. I'll give you a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's like age discrimination.
It's totally a discriminatory article.
If you were younger, I'd offer you a tampon, Mark.
And so that's going to be good. Presumably, it'll be good press because Talkers Magazine is very friendly to Free Talk Live. We're one of their advertisers.
Hopefully, that's not the reason.
It doesn't hurt to be an advertiser of a magazine to be more likely to be the subject of one of their... Mark, you used to work for a magazine. You know this is true, right?
I think that there's... the people that write the articles are more likely to see your name if you advertise in the magazine that they look through after they've written the article. So you can create top-of-mind experience for those people as well.
Sure, absolutely. It just it helps. So advertising in Talkers has made stations more aware of us and has resulted in Talkers involving us in their conventions, for instance. So we'll usually we have a speaking engagement at their convention, and in this case, now and then they'll run something about us in their news updates. So that's helpful because it builds kind of a brand recognition amongst the program directors for radio stations out there. And so you can help make that happen with your $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like access to the amp only call in line, amp only podcast forum, and more. That's again
amp.freetalklive.com. Gene's back with us listening in Portland. Gene, you said you've been working with the Postal Service for the Postal Service for quite a long time, and you had some comments being that they're having a real tough time financially.
Well, I mean, you guys nailed it. I mean, the way that it can be rescued is just ending the monopoly and getting congressional oversight eliminated.
But what about the pensions? I mean, aren't Postal Service employees going to flip their lids if something like that happens?
Well, you know, I hear that, and basically all the money that supposedly put into pensions, I mean, they're investing in the government bonds. So, you know, facing the same fate as Social Security, unfortunately.
You know, and also, if the government were to just let the post office go and keep all their equipment, they get to move right into the marketplace as the largest shipper in America.
And with huge name recognition.
With huge name recognition, they could very easily turn that into, if they do it right, I mean, you have to run it like a business, not run it like the post office. And if they do such a thing, they'll certainly be able to turn that around. They're going to have to change how they go about pricing the delivery of first-class mail and that kind of thing. Currently, nobody even considers sending mail through the UPS UPS or FedEx or whatever they are. They have a monopoly on that, and they would have a near monopoly if they were turned around in that way.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, the infrastructure is already there. They already have contracts with the airlines to deliver whatever. You know, you guys might also want to know that, I mean, UPS, FedEx and Postal Service, I mean, they work together, especially when it comes to packaging. Right now, the Postal Service rents space on FedEx planes. Mm-hmm. UPS drops packages off for us to deliver and vice versa. And if you go to any retail unit in the Postal Service, there's actually a service there where the Postal Service does the paperwork and Federal Express does all the legwork. So, I mean, they're already in cooperation with each other. And, of course, any large retail unit, you're going to see FedEx boxes in the front, too.
Absolutely. Now, what's your role with the Postal Service? Are you a deliverer? Do you work the back room?
I'm one of those guys that work behind the counter.
Gotcha. How's that job, by the way? I mean, because a lot of times you go in there and those people are very surly and less than happy to be where they are.
And not helpful at all. Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I'm sure the customers are frustrated, too, because they're waiting in a long line usually to get up to these unhelpful bureaucrats. What's it like working in there?
Well, at times it can be, like you said, the atmosphere can be really surly. At other times it's pretty good. At Christmas time, it goes by fast. Believe it or not, I mean,
yeah, but it does.
Now, those are staffed, and we can get them in and out. The only trouble is that, especially in my office, the management they don't like to staff it properly, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this seems to be the way that, as far as I can tell, and I've gone into, many post offices around the United States, is there's always a line lined up. Now, that doesn't happen at the grocery store, and that has to be management that's saying we don't want to put enough people behind the counter in order to handle the amount of people that are, coming through here. And that's not good for anybody.
Well, typical governmental managers are overpaid and underworked. Do you feel like, there's too much of a level of management in the post office that... could cut a few managers.
They could definitely cut a few layers. And the other thing too is a lot of them aren't accountable either.
Mm-hmm.
If they make a mistake, they don't get fired. They get shipped off to be a postmaster in some
in Siberia, right?
Like a Catholic priest molesting children, just shipped off to another church. Hey, Gene, any other observations you want to share about your experience?
One experience I did have. I mean, I was. What they call an OIC, that's another glorified name for postmaster.
Officer in charge.
Right, exactly. And that was that truly was a wonderful experience because I had a great clerk who I worked with and we cooperated. Never, and the people loved them. They loved coming into the office. And this is a way of showing their appreciation. They shipped him off to someplace else and put somebody else in there. So, I mean, that is just so bizarre. And the other experience is that right now, I mean, they're consolidating everything. They're trying to consolidate, skim down, and it's understandable because the volume is dropping, like you said. But, I mean, I just personally think they're going way too overboard in the problem.
Well, it's hard to bail enough water out of a sinking ship to keep it afloat, and that's really what they're trying to do. And until they can fundamentally change their business practice, it's not going to work.
One other observation. I just share the name that myself and some of my colleagues call the place. We call it the Circus in Everly's Town.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. That's cute. And by the way, they're talking about increasing the amount of direct mail, the amount of junk mail, as you might call it, that's being delivered to homes. And I just wanted to ask you, Mark, before we continue with the calls, as somebody who used to work in magazine sales, obviously in any given magazine, you probably can't have more than half of the content being advertising. If you were to make it 75% of the magazine to be advertising, would people be more likely or less likely to buy a copy?
Well, they'd be less likely to buy a copy, that's for certain. At that point, if you're at 75%, you're basically talking about a free giveaway.
Yeah, you should be giving it away.
You should be. But who wants to pick up that kind of product?
People aren't going to take your articles as seriously. They're not going to take your advertisers as seriously. If you've got one advertiser in a magazine, people will be more likely to respond to that one advertiser than if you've got a thousand.
So the more they increase the volume of people doing business with direct mail, the more direct mail they're delivering in people's homes, the more noise it is, right, for all of those advertisers.
The more noise it is for the advertisers, and the less people are going to even really consider the post office to be relevant in their lives.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, especially politics season here in New Hampshire. Yeah. First of the primary state, I just put a paper bag by the door, by the mailbox, so I just dump the stuff in.
And the advertisements,
it's too much to burn, honestly. I mean, fire.
One of the objections they're bringing up here in this article is municipalities are complaining about this, saying that more of junk mail is going to be more trash in their landfills, and that's going to be a cost that they're not really considering.
So the solution to this is to privatize the post office, cut the ties, let them free so that they can do their own thing. Now there is a Band-Aid that the government could go to, and that is doing mail service 3 times a week.
They're thinking about it, but they have to get Congress to approve any major changes, which is one of the reasons why they're going to keep just hemorrhaging cash, because Congress just debates about things and they're not,
what do they
not running the business.
Right.
Let's go to Amy in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with the remaining moments. Go ahead. Amy in Indiana?
Yeah, I was just wondering, I don't understand how a guy could maneuver a wheelchair and corner 2 police officers with only one arm.
It's a great...
and a pin in that arm.
It takes some talent, but tell you, if you master it, you might get shot.
I wish we had more time to talk to you, Amy, but we're at the end of the show tonight. Call us tomorrow if you'd like. We can talk to you further at that time, 7 to 10 Eastern. You can join us every single night here on your local radio station, XM Satellite Radio, freetalklive.com, on at various different times across all those platforms. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.